In order to understand this concept of not having the word lady driving, you have to understand the general culture. In Orthodox Jewish culture, purity of the family is paramount. I mean, the number one thing that every couple wants to accomplish is to have the purest future generations. For that, there are stringencies, there are boundaries, there are guidelines. People will not get, we will not mix with other women, and we will not shake hands with other women. You sit on the plane, you'll try to avoid sitting next to a strange woman. That's not a lack of respect. It's in order to avoid any slightest temptation. When I am on the plane, I don't want to sit on the...
Well, be a stronger character then, is what I would say.
Yeah, it's fine, but you know what? We've got various religious guidelines, and I'm not going to call myself a pervert, but I don't want to get into any temptation of thinking, ooh, this woman is pretty. I don't want to go there. I don't want to even be tempted. So when driving starts...
Joshua, hang on. Let me break something to you. There's nothing wrong with thinking a woman is pretty.
Yeah, too. You're right. But in my society where I've been, where I was growing up, right, for me, I want my children to be pure. I don't want to get into any temptations. Look, some people think they're stronger than others. That's fine. I don't think I'm not a strong person. But why put myself into a situation where I'm going to think about stuff? I don't want to do that. I want to be pure. I want to be religious. I want to do my stuff. And I want my kids to be pure.
And you don't want to let your kids make up their own minds?
I want my kids to be pure. I want my future. Unfortunately, you know, this day and age, I mean, the things that go on, the world has been sexualized. The world is sexualized.
What does pure mean to you?
Pure mean that they grow up, they get married, they're with their wife, they have their children, they don't get married, they get divorced, marry somebody else, have 10 children from different fathers, different mothers. So it shouldn't be a whole mix-up in society.
So if one of your children turned out not to be so pure and they got divorced or they were gay, you wouldn't be very happy with that?
Honestly, no, I wouldn't, to be honest with you, no, because that's my culture.
Nobody would be happy, but how would you react to it?
I respect everybody's choices. Everybody's entitled to choose and do whatever they want.
Apart from women who aren't allowed to drive.
No, let me get to that. All right, this is what this conversation is all about. This whole driving thing, we're not forcing anything on women. Women, on the contrary, the women in our community, they want the same thing. You can't get a woman to mix with a man even if you want to. They don't want to be, they want the same choices as I want. And if this...
Have you ever asked them?
Yes, we have. There are many women that drive. A woman that wants to drive doesn't belong in our sect. They don't come here. The women that it's like a membership club.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation in the 21st century.
All right, so let me know. Hear me out for a second. Maybe, look, I'm not going to convince you. I'm not here to convince you. I'm trying to explain it to you to the best way I possible can and give you food for thought. So let's take the driving. When driving started like 50 or 60 or 70, 80 years ago, whenever it happened, the rabbis had a problem. You know, driving obviously lets people go places. It gives you a certain freedom that you can go and do whatever you want. And they were worried about what people will do when they get into the cars. So they were debating.
I mean, they might drive to Cambridge. I mean, how terrible would that be?
No, Cambridge is not a problem, but they might drive certain... I don't want to say things on air there, you know.
Okay, go on. I'm interested to know.
You know, so you get into the car, you get into certain challenges and temptations, which was
like what
before cars.
Like what?
Whatever. You know, you drive down. There's nightlife women standing at corners.
Oh, for goodness! Well, women aren't going to be tempted by those, are they? Well, not many of them anyway.
I'm saying it's not that people are doing, but when there's guideline, when there's stringencies, and I'm get you to the women second in a second. They back then they realized.
This is an argument for men not driving, not women.
Fine, and that's what they were debating. But then they realized that the men were back in the days where the breadwinners brought in the food, and the women stayed home with the children back in the days. So they didn't do any rules for the men. So they decided, you know what, the women won't drive. Now let me get to today. Times have progressed, and more Orthodox Jewish women drive, and it's not been an issue. In this sect, it's been accepted. It's become a tradition from 60, 70 years ago, and once something becomes a custom or tradition, tradition remains. We don't change just because times progress. This has been a rule that the rabbis have laid out 70, 80 years ago, and we stuck to it. It wasn't an issue. It's been going on for 70, 80 years. Now, why has it become an issue now? The reason it's become an issue now because we have the guideline in the second. Everybody was happy. And Dr. Laura said that the mothers have to take their children, you know, in the winter cold. It's not the case. There's vans. Parents take. I take my children to school.
But your wife can't.
this, the reason this became an issue now, because there were certain members in our sect that were starting to cause trouble. They were not just doing driving. Various other guidelines and other traditional...
You mean they were modernizers?
Yes, you want to call it modernizers.
They wanted to live in the 21st century like the rest of society.
You know, the guy who your email said that Bell's community in Israel are very lived back in the days. Let me tell you something. Do some research. In Wikipedia, I don't have to tell you more than Wikipedia. Do a search of Bell's Rabbi. Bell's is considered the most modernized sect in the Orthodox Jewish community.
Well, goodness knows what the others are like, is all I can say.
No, what the Bell's Rebbe has done is for Bell's, modernize, allow women to do stuff, gives them certain facilities, does certain things. There are certain events that we live stream internationally. If you read the blog, even the JC today, the main article they had it, they wrote there, the Bell's. That's why this has become such an issue for Bell's, because people are quite surprised. But the reason this has become
surprised. They're shocked out of their minds. Because I didn't think this sort of thing happened in this country.
And this doesn't happen. Women who want to drive are free to choose and go drive wherever they want to drive. In this community, we stuck to the certain tradition that was been going back 70, 80 years, and there are certain women that are starting to cause trouble in general, trying to have bad influence on other members of the community. So the community told them, look, if you want to do these things, fine. You can go and do, there are plenty of other, it's like a club. You want to do it, you can go to whichever club you like. There are plenty of Orthodox Jewish sects that you can do it. And our community...
Joshua, don't go to a club. That way lies temptation.
No. If you want to, if we stick to the traditions that have been passed by from our parents, my father, my father's father, my rabbis, and these are our traditions.
Yeah. There is nothing wrong with tradition, but there were traditions in this country in the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries against women. We've grown up, we've changed, and that's what everyone needs to do. I mean, I've really enjoyed our chat, but as you might have gathered, you haven't really convinced me. We'll take a couple more.